Hello, I'm Father James Kubicki, a spiritual director at St. Francis de Sales Seminary in the Archdiocese of Milwaukee. And in today's Gospel from John chapter 7, the temple guard had been sent by the chief priests and Pharisees to arrest Jesus, but they return empty-handed. What happened? When asked why they did not bring Jesus back, the guards responded, "Never before has anyone spoken like this man." Like the prophets of the Old Testament, Jesus spoke the word of God, but he did so with such authority and such conviction that his listeners, in this case, were left speechless and unable to perform the evil deed of arresting Jesus. Do you listen as carefully to God's word? Do you read the Bible every day and allow it to penetrate your mind and heart, your thoughts and feelings, so that the more faithfully you pray with God's holy word, the less likely you will be to sin? There is a contemporary Christian song which refers to the Bible and the letters of that word, saying that they stand for basic instructions before leaving earth. In other words, the word of God teaches us what we need to know in order to fulfill the purpose of our lives. And what is that purpose? We are here on earth to learn to live in heaven. God created us for eternal life, to share in the life and love of the Most Holy Trinity and the communion of saints. The Bible, especially the Gospels, where we hear the words of Jesus, which tell us how to live, is our guidebook to heaven. If you haven't been reading the Bible every day this Lent, it's not too late to start. You still have two more weeks of Lent left.